Hello, this is Mike Simpson, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we are going to discuss how you configure JBoss to use databases other than the default hypersonic database. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box that's located below. All right. Let's get started. JBoss 4 is an open source application server that's configured to use hypersonic as a database by default. However, many developers would like to use databases other than hypersonic to develop and deploy applications. Today's radio show will discuss how to configure JBoss to use several popular databases. JBoss makes use of Java Database Connectivity, or JDBC, configuration files to configure the server. JBoss as an application server provides data source access for Enterprise Java Beans or EJB persistence and provides other support for J2EE applications. To use the server with a database other than the default database, hypersonic, these configuration files have to be modified. First, we're going to talk about JBoss deployment descriptors for our Enterprise Java Beans. And then we'll look at how we configure JBoss to talk to Oracle, MySQL, Sybase, DB2, and Informix. First, we'll look at the JBoss deployment descriptors. Standard JAWS.xml is a standard deployment descriptor for the mapping of Container Managed Persistence, or CMP, entity Enterprise Java Beans. To utilize a custom configuration for mapping these, you can use the jaws.xml file instead. In both cases, the file is copied to the meta-inf directory of the ejb.jar file. Regardless of the file that you use, whether it's standard jaws or just plain old jaws.xml, what you're doing is you're specifying the data source and a type mapping for the data source. You're specifying how the tables are built and used. You're defining finding methods that access the entity beans, and you're defining the type mappings. A data source is a Java Naming and Directory Interface, or JNDI, object that's used to obtain a connection from a connection pool to a database. The default data source configured with JBoss 4 is hypersonic, and so to use another database, you need to modify jaws.xml or standard jaws.xml. Now, the standard deployment descriptor that configures the JBoss CMP container is standard JBoss scmp-jdbc.xml. Now, you can replace that with a custom configuration version called JBoss cmp-jdbc.xml. As before, this file goes in the meta-inf directory of your ejb.jar file, and once again, JBoss 4 defaults to a hypersonic version, in this case, hypersonic DB CMP. So to use another database, we're going to need to edit that file. So first, let's talk about Oracle. If you're going to configure JBoss with Oracle, you first need to put Oracle's driver classes in the class path. So you'll start by copying Oracle's JDBC driver zip file, which is usually something like /jdbc/lib/classes12.zip. Copy that into the server/default/lib directory. Then look in the /docs/example/jca directory. And if you want to use Oracle's transactional data source, copy oracle-xa-ds.xml into the deploy directory. And if you want to configure with a non-transactional data source, then copy just oracle-ds.xml. Now, then you need to modify the copied configuration file. Generally, you're going to be dealing with modifying the appropriate class for the settings. Now, what you'll need to do is you'll need to modify the driver class entry, and you'll need to modify the connection URL entry. Now, the connection URL entry is going to be jdbc:oracle:thin, if you're going to use the thin driver generally. And then you'll need to say @host, your host machine, port, the port value is the port value specified in TNS name, that's usually 1521, and the database is the database name, so you're going to need to fill out all those. Now, the interesting thing is what type of driver you're going to use. If you're going to use the transaction driver, it's oracle.jdbc.xa.client.OOracle(X, A, D, data, S source). Now, if you're using the OCI type 2 driver, then it's oracle.jdbc.driver.OOracle(D, driver). And you use that in the majority of cases. Then you'll need to change the data source and data source mapping elements to use Oracle. Now, in the jboss-cmp-jdbc.xml file, if you look through those entries, they'll generally say something like java:\default_ds, and then the data source mapping will say something like hypersonic. You'll have to change the data source mapping entry to say Oracle 8 or Oracle 9 or Oracle 10, and then the data source will be java:\ and then your Oracle data source. And then you need to modify login-config.xml to change the principal name to be your login name for Oracle, and change your username to be system administrator and password and what have you. And then you'll need to change the managed connection factory name to be to match up to be Oracle DS. So you need to change that as well. So you'll need to modify Oracle-DS, standard JAWS, standard JBoss CMP, and login config. Now we'll take a look at MySQL. MySQL is a popular open source database used by many open source projects and many small organizations. You'll need to copy the MySQL driver classes into the class path. So you'll need to copy the appropriate jar file, mysql-connector-java-5.1.13/bin/jar, or whatever the current version happens to be, to the server default lib directory. Then copy /docs/example/jca/mysql-ds, that's datasource.xml, to the deploy directory. Then you'll need to modify that by setting the driver class to com.mysql.jdbc.D driver. That's the driver class. And then you'll need to change the connection URL to jdbc:\mysql:\/\, and then your SQL host, /, and then the SQL database. Then you need to modify the data source and type mapping elements in your standard jaws.xml file, change the type mapping to be MySQL, and then change the data source mappings in the standard jboss-cmp-jdbc.xml file, change that mapping for MySQL, and then you need to modify login-config.sql, so you need to change those so they have MySQL database settings. So you need to change the module option there for the principal, the username, and the password, and then change the managed connection factory name so that it goes against MySQL DS. So that'll configure for MySQL. Now, if you use Sybase, there's a jar file called jcon.jar for Sybase, and you'll need to copy that database driver class and copy that into the /server/default/lib directory. Then in the docs examples JCA directory, you'll find a file called sybase-ds.xml. Copy that into the deployment directory. Set the driver class entry in the Sybase DS configuration file to com.sybase.jdbc.SYB(D, driver), and then change the connection URL to jdbc:\sybase:\TDS:\your host:\your port number, your Sybase host server port number/, and then your Sybase database name. then modify standard JAWS.xml, setting your data source to java:\sybase-data-source, then change the type mapping to simply Sybase, and then make the same changes in jboss-cmp-jdbc.xml, and then modify login-config.xml to change your module option there so that you're logging in as user, SA, or whatever with no password, and your managed connection factory name is Sybase DS. Now for DB2, the driver is db2java.zip. Copy that into the server/default/lib directory. Go into the JCA directory under docs examples and copy db2-ds.xml. Copy that to server/default/deploy. Then set your driver class to com.ibm.db2.jdbc.app.D2 driver, and then set the connection URL to jdbc:db2: in your database name. Modify JAWS.xml, changing your data source to be java:\db2ds, your DB2 data source. Set your type mapping to be D2 for DB2. Modify jboss-cmp-jdbc.xml in the same way, changing the defaults, your data source and your data mapping there. And then modify login-config.xml to set up an application policy where your module option specifies that your managed connection factory name is DB2DS, mapping back to your default data source. And then finally, Informix. IBM's Informix database servers are used quite a bit for data warehousing, so we'll need to start by putting Informix's jar file into the class path. And that is ifxjdbc.jar. Put that in the /server/default/lib directory. Then go into the docs examples JCA directory and copy informix-ds.xml. And if you're using the JDBC Informix driver, then copy informix-xa-ds.xml instead. Then modify the copied configuration file. Set the driver class to be com.informix.jdbc.IFX D driver. Set the connection URL to jdbc:informix-sqli:\ your host name, your Informix server port number, Informix server equals, and then your Informix database name. Then modify jaws.xml and set your data source element to be java:\informix-ds. And then the type mapping is simply I:\informix D B. Then go into jboss-cmp-jdbc.xml, go into the default entry, set the data source the same way, java:\informix-ds, and set the data source mapping the same way that you set the type mapping. You set that to also to be informix-db. Then add your application policy element to login-config.xml, where you set the module option for the managed connection factory name to also be Informix DX. And these configuration changes will allow you to use JBoss with an Informix database. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. And if there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.